Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be honest, life can feel like a runaway roller coaster sometimes, right? You know that feeling when everything seems to be happening at once? Deadlines looming, emails exploding, maybe even that weird stain on your favorite shirt, we've all been there. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and lose sight of our own peace. But here's the thing, true inner peace isn't about eliminating stress entirely. It's about finding that calm center within ourselves, no matter what storms are raging around us. And guess what? That's totally achievable. Stoicism has some seriously awesome tools to help us cultivate that serenity even when things get crazy. So buckle up, because today we're diving into how to find peace of mind in the midst of chaos. Get ready for 5 key takeaways that will empower you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. First up, control what you can, accept what you can't. Sounds simple, right? But this is foundational Stoic wisdom. We spend so much energy worrying about things outside our control. The weather, other people's opinions, traffic jams, seriously, who even invented those? Instead, focus your energy on what you can influence. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. Think of it like this. You can't control a sudden downpour, but you can decide to grab that awesome umbrella you've been meaning to use or blast some upbeat tunes and dance in the rain. It's all about shifting your perspective. Next up, practice mindfulness. Ever notice how easily our minds race from one thought to the next? It's like a hamster wheel of worry, anxieties, and what ifs. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention back to the present moment. Take a few deep breaths, really feel the air going in and out. Notice the sounds around you, the sensations in your body. This helps quiet that inner chatter and create space for calm. Number 3. Reframe your challenges. We all face setbacks, it's part of being human. But Stoicism encourages us to see these challenges not as roadblocks, but as opportunities for growth. Instead of thinking, this is so unfair, try asking yourself, what can I learn from this situation? How can I use this experience to become stronger? Remember that time you spilled coffee all over your new shirt? Yeah, we've all been there. Could have turned into a total disaster, right? But maybe it made you realize you needed a backup outfit or inspired you to order that funny, I survived coffee catastrophe, mug. See what I mean? Okay. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in wanting more, a bigger house, a newer car, a promotion. But Stoicism reminds us to appreciate what we already have. Take a moment each day to list 3 things you're grateful for. A warm bed, a good cup of coffee, the ability to laugh. These little things add up. And lastly, number 5, find your tribe. We are social creatures, and connecting with others who share our values can be incredibly grounding. Surround yourself with people who support you, challenge you, and inspire you to be your best self. Ever feel like you're just swimming against the tide? Like everyone else is effortlessly gliding through life while you're struggling to stay afloat? I get it. It's easy to feel overwhelmed when chaos seems to be our constant companion. But here's a real-world example to illustrate what we've been talking about. Imagine this. You're rushing to get ready for an important meeting, and suddenly, your phone battery dies. You panic, trying to find a charger, but everything is in disarray. Your coffee spills, the alarm goes off at the wrong time, and your favorite shirt has that mysterious stain we mentioned earlier. It's a total disaster. Now, here's where Stoicism comes in. Instead of letting those setbacks derail your day, you take a deep breath. You remind yourself to focus on what's within your control, finding another charger, making a new cup of coffee, and still arriving at that meeting prepared and confident. You acknowledge the inconvenience but don't let it dictate your mood. You see, Stoicism isn't about denying the chaos, it's about choosing how we react to it. So remember these key takeaways: control what you can, accept what you can't, practice mindfulness, reframe your challenges, cultivate gratitude, and find your tribe. These tools will help you navigate life's ups and downs with resilience, grace, and a whole lot of inner peace. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your own tips for finding peace in the midst of chaos. Let me know how these Stoic principles are helping you in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Stoicism for more inspiring insights to help you live a more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep calm and carry on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.